All right, all right, all right. Well, hello, God's people, good people out here in podcast land. It is APM Powers coming to you for the new year with excitement. I hope you guys enjoyed that little mini intro there that was Beyonce doing. Before I let go, that's one of my theme songs for this year, y'all. I'm telling you, I'm just in a mode. I'm in a mood. APM Powers is coming into 2020, knocking down doors, kicking down doors, taking what's mine. And I hope that you are ready to do the same. But anyway, before we get into our podcast, welcome, 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 guys. Thank you for tuning in again today. If this podcast blesses you, please share it with someone. Don't just keep it to yourself. Share it. We're available here on Podbean. And you guys know I have to take care of some housekeeping. It's a new year. A lot of new things are popping and happening right now for APM Powers, for Angela Pride, for Coach Pride, for the whole scene, okay? And so I'm going to break down a few of those things for you right now. First and foremost, Unconventional. You know the book that I've been talking to you guys for almost a year and a half about? Well, guess what? It's available. Head on over to Amazon.com right now and order your copy, paperback or Kindle edition. Both are ready for you. It is time for you to move past the excuses. That's exactly what Unconventional is geared up to help you do. Action is required. You take the first step, and I guarantee you Unconventional is going to help you take the next 10. All right? So Unconventional is here. It's ready. I am super excited that it's available finally, guys. It's not so much that I've been working on the book. The book has been finished, but my travel schedule took on a mind of its own, and I was unable to be consistent with my editing approvals and different things like that. The cover, I had some issues with that. The person that was working on it totally flaked on me. And but anyway, but God, I ain't complaining in 2020, because I know that what God has for APM Powers, we're coming to get it this year. All right. And I hope you feel the same way. I hope you guys are having a blessed and prosperous new year thus far. We're only a few days in, but listen, I hope you're ready. I hope you're planning. I hope you started planning last year about what you're going to do. You guys know I often encourage you, don't sit back and wait. Write it down. Get you some action steps there in between and walk that thing out. Whatever it is that you set forth that you did not do in 2019, 2020 is your year. I need you to claim it. I need you to receive it for yourself. Okay. So that's the first thing I wanted to share with you guys. Unconventional is available, guys. Go and get your copy today, because it's time out for excuses. It's time for action. It's time for you to move into your passion and your purpose and do the things that you are being called to do. Because I promise you, there are others out here waiting on you while you're sitting back procrastinating. Procrastination is not your friend. Check out my blog over on Google Blogger there, as well as something that's going to tie in today. I want you to check out this blog. If it were easy, everybody would be doing it, okay? It's not easy, guys. It's going to take some hard work, and that's part of what we want to talk about today. But before we get into that, I also want to share with you guys, Coach with Pride has been growing. You guys know that we expanded last year, or actually the end of 2018. We added Troy Pride Sr. to the fold. He is heading up our sports consulting division of Coach with Pride. That's where we help 9th through 12th grade athletes of any kind, female, male, wrestling, cheering, golf, swimming, football, basketball, baseball. We are helping you and your parents equip you to be in a better position to be recruited. Yes, I said it. That's what we're doing. If you have a high schooler, if you know of a student athlete, you feel like they have the potential to go to that next level, please contact us today. You can reach us at coachwithpride.com, or you can email us for a consultation. We can sit down and talk about whether we would be a good fit for you and whether we feel like we could help assist in your recruitment process. Contact us at Troy Sr. That's T-R-O-Y-S-R at coachwithpride.com for that consultation, okay? And we'll sit down with you and see if that works for you as well. But I'm super excited about that. The clients that we are already working with have definitely been blessed, and we've been blessed also to grow. We are looking forward to going out and speaking to schools, high schools in particular, maybe at your booster events, maybe at your opening introduction to the season, those types of events. So please hit us up also at that same email, Troy Sr., T-R-O-Y-S-R, at coachwithpride.com. And we would love to come out and speak at your next upcoming event so we can inform students as well as parents about what we're doing over here at Coach with Pride. So excited about that as well. When Women Lead has also been doing great. Our mentoring program is actually kicking off here in January for 2020. You guys know that we run the program for 6 months at a time, so it is a 6-month commitment. You don't have to sign up. Say, for instance, you're hearing this podcast in March. Well, you can sign up in March and your 6 months will just start at March, and then we would go 6 months out, right? Topics are different each month. It's about accountability. It is about individualism. We are focusing more on you instead of doing the group aspect of it. We have changed the mentoring program just a tad bit based on feedback that we got. Ladies wanted more individual attention, and that is what I'm giving you guys. So if you are interested in our mentoring program, please reach out to me at whenwomenlead@coachwithpride.com. Okay. And you can find out, I can tell you about the different levels. It's not just a one size fits all. There are different levels of the membership, but it is a 6-month commitment required. So hopefully, ladies, if you're interested in a little bit more accountability for 2020, if you're interested in just a little bit more growth, if you're interested in just a little bit more motivation, encouragement, please hit us up today. We are sitting here waiting for you to contact us. Actually, we're not. We're moving and shaking, but we are excited for you to come and join the fold of When Women Lead. Also, When Women Lead Volumes 1 and 2 are also available on Amazon.com. So go over there and support Coach with Pride, support Coach Pride, support AP Empowers. Guys, we are here for you. Everything that we do here is about growth. So now I want to get into my topic for today. Again, thanks for tuning in. I know that was a mouthful there, but today I want to talk to you guys about the superstar syndrome. You've been hearing it, you know, probably in sports a lot, but I really want to come, I'm going to give you some of the sports examples so maybe you can understand what I'm talking about, but I also want to give you some examples in the business world too. So many people want to be the superstar, or they may even be the superstar, but sometimes that superstar syndrome causes us to get lazy. It causes us to pay too much attention to distractions and outside forces as opposed to what we should be paying attention to, which is our hard work, guys. Hard work continues to be undervalued. I've talked about this. I've blogged about this. I've vlogged about it. Hard work is undervalued in 2020. It is. And I am here to encourage you to get back to hard work, because hard work truly pays dividends. And when I say it pays, when you work your butt off, the results, the fruit, the things that you end up receiving far surpasses anything that you get just because someone else thought to give it to you or thought that you were worthy of it. So the other day I was reading an article about the coach, Roy Williams from UNC, was talking about this year's team is far less talented than some previous teams. And so immediately what I said to myself was, what? I mean, so how about you do your job and coach them? I promise you guys, I am not trying to toot my own horn, but I have dealt with clients that started seriously from square one, and I've helped them bring their dream, bring their vision to fruition in seriously a year's time, when if they had not started, they wouldn't have gotten there. And so when you talk about, you know, what I do, as far as it's just not about me, it's always about my clients. It's about them willing to work and them willing to put in the work to get the results that they are trying to achieve. Everybody has to do some work though. So what? You're dealing with someone who seems to be untalented. If you are a good coach, you're going to get the best out of them. I have seen teams that are seriously consist of scrubs. and on every facet. I'm talking about corporate, sports, whatever you want to say. But they outwork those guys who feel like they're on a high horse and that they don't have to do as much. And those are the people who I'm talking to today, guys. We have got to get rid of this superstar syndrome. We have got to get past, oh, I'm a superstar, so I want other superstars around me. Well, how about you pull out the best in even those who might not be superstars, who might just be all-stars, or who might even be just mediocre? Because in all honesty, everyone can get to that level. Everyone possesses a certain gift. So if you are working a job and you got hired for that job, someone believed in you enough that you would be competent enough to complete that job. So my thing is, this is where you have to tap into who you are. This is where the hard work comes in. This is where you working when no one else is working will benefit you on the highest level. And I just think that we've gotten to a place where everything is so instant today, to where, again, we're lazy. We just don't want to do the work. We want it to be given to us. We expect it to be given to us. We feel like we're entitled. And I'm calling BS on that crap. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. I'm going to say it again. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Okay. So, you know, because the thing about it is, yes, you may be a superstar, but when you think about, I read a book, last year, it's called, Relentless. OMG. And that book talked about how hard these guys who we talk about being the greats, how hard they worked outside of being on the court. The Michael Jordans of the world, the Dwayne Wades of the world, the Kobe Bryants of the world, how hard they worked even when they had the flu, or even when they had a broken something, even when they had a sprained this or a bum knee or whatever, they were still working. And you have people today who are in position, who could be not necessarily the next Kobe, but being their best selves with 100% hard work. You are always going to win with that mindset. Okay. And it's the same. It's no different in the corporate world. When you talk about, you know, people that are billionaires now, people that are wealthy beyond, you know, even things that are inconceivable. Trust me, they don't just get to maintain that wealth sitting at home, allowing people to bring them bonbons all day. They are constantly working. I see Oprah now more than I saw her when she was on TV every day. You know why? Because her grind didn't stop. She's trying to keep that money. She's bought a television station, right? So she has her own channel. So she has to make sure that the content on that channel is going to continue to be lucrative for her. It's going to be the things that people want to see. So guess what that means? That means there's no days off just because now she's retired from daytime TV. Guys, we have to get past the superstar syndrome. And the best way to do that, it's no formula. It's no secret. It's hard work. It's putting one foot in front of the other. It's not shying away from the thing that everybody else doesn't want to do. It's you doing those things. It's you working when no one else is looking. And, you know, I often think that, you know, we constantly want to blame the millennials, but I think the baby boomers and Gen X, we've got our own problems with the same situation. We've gotten lazy. We're not wanting to work hard. We are not wanting to put in the work to get the results that we say we want. And so I just dropped by again to encourage you guys. The superstar syndrome is not what it is. It's not what it looks like. Okay. Everybody wants it easy today. Nobody really wants to do their job. I can count on all of my hands and toes how many times throughout the week I have to force someone else to do their job. Not with my clients, but just out in the marketplace. You can go to a fast food place. You can go to a nice luxury restaurant. And oftentimes you still have to force somebody to do their job for whatever reason. Yes, I know you guys are going to say, sometimes people just have a bad day. Well, nobody else cares about your bad day. You know, I can't think of the shirt, but Lamar Jackson had it on. It was like, who cares? Work harder. You know, everybody's got a sob story. Everybody's got a story. Everybody wants someone to say, oh, well, it should have been me, but Work harder. Nobody wants to hear it, including me. And so today, again, I'm not yelling at you. I'm not fussing at you. I really want to love on you. I want you to work harder at tapping into who you're supposed to be in 2020. This is your year. This, and I know people say this all the time, but you know why it doesn't happen? Because when you say it, you don't believe it yourself. We could get into that a little bit. You know, a lot of times we speak things out of our mouths that we don't even believe ourselves. But until you believe it, it's not going to happen. Until you are committed to it, it's not going to happen. I am challenging myself in this month of January to do a juice only, juice and water only for 5 straight days. The lady that inspired me to do it, she actually did it for 10. But I'm going to try 5 and see how far I can get with that 5 because I know me. But I'm being honest with myself. I'm going to do those 5 days. Now, if I do more than those 5 days, I'd like to do 10. I just don't know if my body is equipped for it. But I've got to first believe. So what I said to myself was, okay, I'm not going to try to be her. I'm going to be my best me. So if I start with 5, I'm going to commit to those 5. I'm going to be disciplined enough to stick with those 5 days. So whatever your circumstance, you've been saying, oh, I'm going to do this, or oh, this is my dream, or oh, I'm going to be rich one day. How? What are you doing to get closer to that? Because if it's playing video games, that ain't it. If it's strolling social media all day, looking at what someone else doing, that ain't it. If you are just always admiring and feeling so proud of someone else, then you're not doing what you need to do to get to your next level, guys. It's always another level. I don't care where you are. There is always another level. You think Oprah doesn't have another level? You think Bill Gates doesn't have another level? You think the royal family doesn't always have another level? Well, trust me, they do. And so we get to a lot of times admire them from afar and watch them. But I'm just telling you today, it's your time. I'm ready for somebody to be watching you. Are you ready for that? Can you make that commitment? Can you get over the superstar syndrome long enough? And the superstar syndrome also consists of what I just talked about. You always looking at somebody else. You always talking about what somebody else got going on. Oh, they balling. Oh, they doing this. Oh, they traveling. Oh, how are you putting yourself in position to do those things? Because you can do it. If I can do it, you can do it. If she can do it, he can do it. If he can do it, they can do it. Where are you in that equation? Are you sitting back lurking, or are you putting some action to the pavement? Because that's what I'm encouraging you to do today, guys. Action is always required. You guys know that's my mantra. Those are the words I stand by. If you are not acting on it, it will never happen. Think about that for a second. If you are not acting on it, it will never happen, right? So I want you to start acting on it. I'm blowing the whistle today. It's your time. It's time for you to start acting on whatever that vision is. So many people oftentimes do vision boards. So many people oftentimes do resolutions. They write down stuff. They put stuff on their mirror. They have stuff in their car. And by March, it's an afterthought. Is that you? That's okay if it's you. You can start today. Start one day at a time. Commit to one day doing what you're supposed to do. Because if you do it long enough, you're going to start seeing results. And a lot of times, it's those results that keep me motivated. I can't speak for you. I'm talking about me. So I knew that I wanted to publish this book. I wanted to publish the book last year, and actually it was published last year, but the copies are now available this year. But anyway, I wanted to publish it like in March of last year. Okay, it got published in December. Let me be clear. But there were certain things that I had to do in order to make it come to fruition. There are things, guys, that you must be doing now in order to make the things that you want to make happen. And it's not going to happen by you sitting back saying, oh, they should have gave this to me. Oh, I'm entitled to this. Oh, why can't I always get these breaks? opportunities aren't going to happen. You got to go out and make them happen. Go out and create your own opportunities. Stop sitting back waiting. Oh, woe is me. Oh, I don't ever get to do this. Oh, it's only a certain type of people. Oh, it's a certain group of people. I call bull crap on that as well. You can make the things happen for you that are meant to happen for you, but you got to stop sitting back looking at others. You've got to get over this superstar syndrome. You've got to stop wanting it easy. And you know what you've got to implement? Hard work. Hard work is underrated, but I am ready to bring it back. We are working hard in our mentoring program when we kick off on the 16th. I'm going hard with those ladies. They're going to have homework that they're not used to. They're going to have challenges. They're going to have accountability. And when they don't do it, because if you're not serious and you're a part of one of my groups, oh, I will call you out. With no shame, because my time is money. Yes, you're investing in me. You're investing in yourself mostly, though. It's not about the check that you write to me. It is about the work that you're willing to put in to get the results that you've not been able to get on your own. That's exactly what coaching is. That's what mentoring is. Yes, of course you can do it on your own. Oh, I'm not going to hire her to do that. Da, da, da. And then this time next year, you're in the same situation. It's reality, guys. It's reality for too many people. And so today, AP is calling you out. I mean, are you ready? Are you ready for your next level? Or are you ready to sit back and blame someone else? Are you talking about the talent around you isn't good enough? Or are you willing to bring the talented ones around you up to another level? Are you willing to make the mediocre ones better? Or are you willing to make the mediocre ones look talented? Who's on your team? Because you are who you hang out with. You are those who surround you. If the people that are on your team or that surround you, if they aren't doing anything, that's why you're not doing anything. You need another group. I did not come to preach today. It might sound like it, but I didn't. Hey, I came to encourage you. I just stopped by to encourage you. Get over that superstar syndrome. It's not supposed to be easy. If it were easy, everybody would be doing it. And guess what? They're not. Stop looking at what the next girl has. Focus on your own plate. If you want your plate to be more full, let's add some things to it, but let's also knock out some of the things that you got on your list right now. Let's prioritize. Let's organize. Let's call the things that are important, important, and act on those things. The things that are a distraction, the things that are throwing you off, the things that aren't bringing you any money. Let's get rid of those things in 2020. That's all I'm saying. Guys, in 2020, I've got so much to bring to you. I'm going to be coming to you a lot more consistently. I've got some things that I've gotten and received, and I want to share them with you. Some of them may not come from me. They may come from others, and I want to share them with you because I believe they'll bless your life. And so with that, I'm going to be coming to you a lot more in 2020. I hope you've enjoyed this podcast, guys. If you have any questions, concerns, or anything, please feel free to reach out to me at whenwomenlead@coachwithpride.com. AP Empowers is coming to you in 2020 more often to encourage you, to uplift you, and to hopefully inspire you to be better, to get to your next level. That's why we are here. And I hope you've enjoyed this podcast today. Get over that superstar syndrome. That's not you. You have another level, superstar or no superstar. You can be better today than you were yesterday and better tomorrow than you are today. But you know what that's going to take? It's going to take action. Action is always required. Thank you guys so much for tuning in today. Much blessings to you. Until next time, AP signing out.